You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
What is up, motherfuckers? How you guys doing? Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast live. First time a live studio audience.
Yay.
This is a big one, man. I'm your host, the Real Ass Dude, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. As always, with me in studio, the international superstar, Zach Amico.
Hey, buddy.
Chris Scopo.
What's up, buddy?
With
how you
big
doing?
Fat ass. How you doing, buddy?
Good. I'm excited today. This is nice.
Usually I have you across from me, so yeah. I stare right at your face, and you make me angry. I like that. The peripherally, I don't think you can make
Maybe
me as angry.
Maybe we should do this more often.
This is better. I like it.
Yeah, I like it too, yeah.
Yes. And then we have a very special guest in studio today, the hilarious comedian Mike Vecchione. Mike Vecchione, how
Thank
are you?
Thank you for having me, guys. Does this mic work? Or
you are good.
Am I good?
You sound great, man.
Okay, because I'm getting this in one ear.
Our
Is
guest only
normal?
Has one ear?
That's the notorious one-ear headset,
Bluetooth technology of you having to plug a cable
into. Well, this is the problem.
It's fine. I can hear it.
Okay.
As long as you can hear me.
This is ridiculous.
If Louis would sign his contracts, we can make money
everyone,
on the show.
I don't sign contracts until I told you I had specific things that I needed before I signed a contract with you.
He signs contracts with his fist.
Yeah, can't anyone just write an X on there and assume it was him?
Listen to me. Trade headphones with Vecchione.
Why does he get the fuck?
Let me interest something. Right, we're doing on today's show, we're having a roast battle between myself and Zach Amico. Now, here's the deal. Vecchione is the special guest judge because he's an amazing writer, one of the best writers we know in the world. So we brought him in as a special guest judge. He needs to hear through both headphones. I do my jokes in stereo.
Yeah. All right, I'm sorry, Scopo. This was not my plan.
And I'm going to do jokes about Louis stealing stereos.
Is this supposed to be fun, man? Well, yeah, take the cord.
I want to... your mic's on, fuckface. All right, here's the thing, okay? The reason we're doing this roast battle is because Zach Amico... I've created a monster. I really have, dude. Zach was one of the most... Is only one still for you?
No, it's two for me now. I'm asking how Scopo's doing.
All right, thanks,
I'm fucking
guys.
Do like a DJ.
I'm not on the run.
What's up, son?
So listen to me. Zach, during the Big J roast, I asked him to write for me. He ended up being really good. I was like, hey, Zach, if you want to submit some roast jokes, he submitted me like 10 jokes in a minute and a half, and they were all fucking great. And I was like, holy shit, dude, you're really good at this. So he started helping me write some roast jokes. I got him to write roast jokes for some other people. I won't even name who, but he was helping out a lot of people, and he was probably the guy at the Big J roast who helped out the most people.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude, people don't even realize how good he is until I started fucking telling people how good he was, okay? So Zach, now these roast battle shows are happening, which I gotta say, guys, if you're a fan of roasting, I am the host of the Roastmaster show every Tuesday night at the stand, you're doing it against Deepu. So Roastmasters is an amazing show. They do another one at the New York Comedy Club called the Roast Battle. So this isn't even our idea. We didn't invent this format, but I thought it was a great way to kind of I don't know. I want to like prove myself because in the past few weeks, Zach has just each week more and more cocky, little jokes about me not being able to write my own jokes about Dave Smith not being able to write his own jokes, just kind of has a new swag to him. The fucking kid, he's never made a dime in comedy, ever, okay? In the past 2 months since these Roastmaster shows have been happening, he started making money in comedy. I feel like you owe me everything, but you still come and you attack me. You bite the hand that feeds you.
I like the way you're complimenting
Louis,
him and then bring it.
By the way,
I still do.
I like the way you're complimenting him and then but bringing it back to you. Like I made you.
I did make him. Nobody believed in Zach Amico before me.
He's got you. That's completely
one. The trauma guy, the guy who runs trauma. What is it? Entertainment.
Yeah.
okay? He didn't even believe in Zach. He knew that Zach was a fat guy willing to show his tiny dick on camera. That is a very unique, specific sect of people in the world that are willing to do that. So it wasn't he just believed in your little dick. I believed in your abilities, and you still came and attacked me.
Yes, and I'm going to more today.
So finally, a format.
We're gonna get into this. We're gonna get into this roast battle today. Obviously.
I like how you guys do this. It's really rogue. It's like no sound check. Just throw it on.
No, we did one before you got here.
Oh, okay.
They came and did everything.
That must be at 11:40.
Take your $20.
And I like the studio audience. I'm complimenting them. It looks like a Trump debate.
Why don't you
better ask? That's the way they're seated. It's like, what do you think of his policies on immigration?
The studio here is great, but I think the problem is the seating is way too far back. It's a little bit far away.
No, I like it. So in case one of them gets crazy and decides to attack one of the stars of the podcast.
Listen to me. If there are 12 Gomites in a room,
they're rabid.
Three of them have committed some sort of violent crime.
I thought you were going to say have rabies.
Look out if somebody puts on a GoPro.
Another announcement.
Do you guys all work at night, or do you guys not have jobs, or how's it work?
Yeah, how are you guys all here, by the way?
That's what I was like, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Jesus, you really love Lewis.
Jesus Christ. All right, so look, I want to make another...
If you were a drug addict, you'd still be sleeping.
I want to make another announcement. This is a big deal today, okay? We brought in... Because John Fatigate is the best producer in the business. I mean, it says... It speaks miles to how bad this business is, because he fucks up left and right, okay?
Thank you. You spend the first 3 minutes of every episode shitting on him.
No, I'm not shitting on him. I'm naming a fact here, okay? Today, I come in... if you guys were listening 10 minutes before the stream, I don't even remember what I said, but you could probably ruin my career if you were listening 10 minutes before the stream. But we brought in another producer. We're going to call him the assistant producer of the Real Ass Podcast. I'm going to take credit for this hire, okay? This guy, I thought he was fucking gone. I thought he had died of some sort of cancer or AIDS. He's very thin and frail. Wow. But he's...
And this is you with the mic on.
Yeah, no, he's alive. This fucking guy, he's, first of all, a pro. First of all, been in the business a long time. We have turned a corner here at Stand Up New York Labs. We have brought in, from the Ron Fez show, Shelby Wright, assistant producer of the Real Ass Podcast.
Shelby,
come say hi.
What's up?
I think he should roast battle John now. Like a producer, all producer roast battle.
That's fucking sick. We got Shelby from Bennington here. This is amazing. We're going to bring this whole studio to another level now.
Thank you so much, Lewis, for helping with that. We really appreciate it.
I facilitated it. I don't want to take all the credit, but I facilitated it. You guys got the deal done, but I was the intro guy. Also, I facilitated the move to YouTube. We're no longer on that shit show Daily Motion. We can finally say that, guys. How fun is that?
Right?
No.
God, they were terrible.
We're very excited about YouTube, so I'm the only one, I guess. Okay. So look, we have
no comment.
Wait, what happened?
He has no comment.
I have no comment.
Okay. Well, Mike, what are you saying?
I'm looking at Dave Smith.
He's saying hey.
He came down off his Fox News ivory tower to grace us with his presence. Are you going to tell us that the government's too big, dude?
I can't wait until...
Maybe you want to take a look at Hillary's emails.
I can't wait until one Guys We Fucked fan just sends over one episode of Legion of Skanks to Fox News. That's all it takes. If these girls want to destroy us, it's as simple as that, guys.
So, just gave him the fucking... imagine to do it. Ooh, that was bad.
Wow. He's so...
Oh,
what
it's
the
early.
Fuck was
Dave
that? Dave Smith is it's so early, smart, dude. But he's, his early. Opinions make me furious. I sit at home and watch those roundtable discussions, and I stew.
Your face looks like his opinions. His opinions are to protect people like you, Mike.
Yeah.
All right, look, we got Mike in here today. I want to explain a couple things about the roast battle before we even get into it. I want to explain the rules, okay?
There are rules?
We have rules. There's three rounds here today, okay? We have three rounds. The first round, we're going to go tit for tat, joke for joke, four jokes in the first round.
What if it's just two rounds, though, and just dominate? Are we doing that, or are we doing third round definitely?
I think we should do three rounds no matter what, just because we have enough jokes. Who gives a shit? But yeah, you can declare a winner after the second round.
Okay.
It's best two of three. So first round is tit for tat, joke for joke, four jokes apiece. Second round, and we're going to need a timekeeper. Maybe our new assistant producer, Shelby, can do this. 45 seconds, you just go straight. He gets 45 seconds, I get 45 seconds, straight through. And the third round.
Mike, can you see how many roast battles Lewis has been hosting lately? Like, he's just so prepared for it.
Explaining the rules.
In the third round, four jokes, tit for tat again. Zach will mainly be doing tit.
Okay, so after each round, I have to weigh in?
Roast and battle. Lewis will have poorly decided on tats.
Or you can do... We could do all three rounds.
Is that just one round one? Fuck off. We didn't even start yet.
Shelby looks unimpressed with all of this. Shelby just looks like, whatever.
Oh, shit, dude. All right. So here's the thing. Now, Vec, you are literally one of the best joke writers in the business.
Thank you, buddy.
No, I don't even think people knew how good of a roast writer you were. And I think that was that the first time you roasted somebody when you did the Big J roast?
Yeah.
That's crazy to me, dude.
Really?
He came out.
No, but it's all about preparation and joke writing is really what it is.
Can you pull up some of the some of Vecchio on set on the Big J roast?
45-minute set that he did?
He did do a very long time.
I refuse to get off. It was my moment. It was Big J's roast, but it was my moment.
We gave everyone 6 minutes. Vecchio did 20 minutes. 20 minutes.
I'm sorry.
At least he didn't call Soda's girlfriend an LA6 like a fucking monster.
Oh my god, that's true.
Jesus.
That's true. Jesus, Ari.
To Karen's family, Kurt is a one-man holocaust. Hitler is talked about with more ease than Kurt Metzger and the Margolis household. Let me be clear. Karen's parents would rather eat raw pork drenched in milk while watching their daughter get tag-teamed by Palestinian AIDS patients than to have Kurt Metzger as a son-in-law. Speeding along. Harris Stanton is here. You stink at comedy, Harris. If you weren't hit by their truck, you would be a greeter at Walmart. You have the physical comedy of Rodney King and the acting ability of Suge Knight. The accident was a tragedy, but prevented countless innocent people from being tortured by your act. This is just getting mean. This accident has hurt comedy. Somewhere in the Bronx, there was a show running on time with a stool not being humped. Harris, I'm glad you finally have money. You never pay for anything. When Harris was in the hospital, the doctor took a chest x-ray and said, "You are very lucky, son. You've been living on borrowed cigarettes." Borrowed cigarettes constantly. Your lungs are so black and beat up from borrowed cigarettes. Anthony Cumia took pictures of them, posted them on Twitter, and now Ted Alexandro is protesting. Anthony, you don't need gum.
All right, Mike Vecchione. Mike Vecchione.
Mike Vecchione, everybody.
That's crazy. And you never roasted anybody in your life. And you just came out and you just fucking were able to do it.
Yeah, because it's a good joke writing exercise, really, is all it is. You know, I mean, I'm not good at, like, you know, like sitting around and like ripping on it. I'm not good like that.
Yeah, you're not a ball busty mean guy. But you are really good at seeing like the twist or seeing what's ironic or seeing, I don't even know what that means, but and being able to turn that into a joke, you know?
Right. If you obsess over something long enough, you can.
I think smart comics, you know, I don't even think you necessarily have to be funny to be a good roast writer. You have to be smart, a smart comic who understands setup and punch.
Right.
And I think that's a lot of comics in New York now. I think like 70-80% of the comics in New York aren't even funny people. They just understand how to write a joke. Like everyone in this room except Scopo is a really funny person. Even the audience. Like the audience, I would literally, if you ranked everyone in the room, it goes everyone, then Shelby, then Scopo.
I agree. I agree 100% with that. Yeah.
No, but there's different kinds of funny. There's funny guys, and then there's guys who are like more premeditated.
I thought you were going to say funny girls, but he was like, no, there's guys. There's
are
more
funny
guys.
Funny people, like naturally funny people. But it's a difference between being funny like in life and then doing it on stage.
I agree. Well, I think that
sometimes it doesn't translate. Sometimes it does. It's just a, you know. And people are different kinds of funny. Like, everybody's got something.
Well, that's the thing about Zach. Zach is one of the funniest roast writers. One of the funniest joke writers. One of the funniest radio guys that I know.
And I just can't translate it to stage. Yeah. It just doesn't
happen. Have you
tried? Yeah, I do comedy and I stink.
It's a nightmare, dude.
Yeah, I stink.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
why? Because you don't have your...
It just doesn't translate.
Well, maybe it's
because
you don't have
like
your...
that, first off.
No, but that's a benefit. You go on stage just like... Like,
no, they're going to do a benefit to keep him alive one day.
You go stage like a serial killer and just
By the way, I can do stupid fucking quips too, cocksucker. I can wait. This is what Zach does on the show. This is why everyone gives me, like, everyone's like, oh, Zach's the funniest guy on the Real Ass Podcast. He's so funny. Because I lead the show and I'm constantly giving him easy setups like that. And then he just fucking slams them down and smashes them down my face. And Zach's the fucking genius on the show.
Hey, guys, this is getting
somebody's
dry.
Been reading Reddit.
This is getting dry. Zach, can you say something funny real quick?
Dave Smith.
Dave Smith.
Oh,
in the
I don't
studio.
Agree with his politics, boy. Really, what's a police state? You want a police state, bro? What?
Women voting?
Right after this. Right after this, Dave Smith will be doing. Ooh, sorry guys, I apologize about that.
Wow.
His I'm edgy. Dave Smith will be doing his podcast, Part of the Problem, directly after the Real Ass podcast. So you guys stick around for that.
What time does Bill O'Reilly come in? Son of a bitch.
If you guys wanted to, if you have a child to give a mid afternoon nap to, maybe you could turn up the volume and put it in front of his crib. So, yeah, man, it's a very specific muscle. What do you think is harder to do? Do you think it's harder to write roast jokes or perform roast jokes?
It's much harder. There's no performance. There's no I was just listening to that. I haven't listened to it before, but I'm like stumbling over. It's like there's no performance to it. It's like all you have to do is write it. Like what we do in comedy is much harder. You have to tweak the joke, work the joke. You know,
well,
work
I try
it
to make
your
that point
act.
About because I said about
it's much
writing,
much harder than said, just taking jokes and reading them.
Like
you know?
Writing roast jokes, I got shit for this because I was like, oh, like it's not. I used the word easy. I was like, writing roast jokes is easy. It kind of is. Look, yesterday I had two roast jokes. Today I have 20 roast jokes for Zach. I cannot write 20 jokes, 20 stand-up jokes in a day. It's just, it doesn't work that way. Stand-up is such a specific art form where you have to hone the material over time. You have to have an audience kind of tell you what works and what doesn't work. And it's like, in my opinion, stand-up is 20 times as hard. But then there's a lot of stand-ups who can't do this.
Right.
So I think
but there's a lot of stand-ups who are like, are not good on a pod. It's just whatever your thing is. Like, good on a podcast. Like, what you're doing on this podcast, like, I don't think that's not my strength.
You're doing great.
I mean, I'm good as whatever, but to run and to keep it alive and to keep I wouldn't be that good on it.
You're a real ass dude. Thanks for saying that.
Yeah. No, you're great in the, hosting and the back and forth that you had in my roast battle with Bonnie and Rich. And it was unbelievable, man. So. You know, it's a different skill set, I think.
Well, I think comedy in general, I think that's what it is. Because people think, I think when we started comedy, for the most part, anyway, I was like, oh shit, dude, I'm going to be able to go at night, you know, do a couple spots, smoke weed all day, play video games, hang out with my friends, and that's what being a comic is. And then you realize once you get to a certain level that it's taking your funny and putting it into different vehicles and figuring out how to make it work, whether it's submitting writing packets, hosting a podcast, doing roast writing or doing a roast battle type show. There's all of these different types of acting, comedic acting, improv. Being a true comedian, and this is what Jay is so great at. I don't think people realize like how good Jay is. Jay is funny in whatever.
Yeah.
You know, vehicle you put him in.
Right.
And he's really, really, like a very, very high. I think I'm okay in every vehicle. You know what I'm saying? But so, there's certain guys who can just kind of do anything.
Right.
You know, Jay writes a script, it's going to be a really, really funny script.
Yeah.
If he does a podcast, if he sings a song, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
So, you know, I hate saying it because I hate his guts in a weird way. Go watch The Bonfire, fuckfaces. The death stroke of Legion of Skanks, The Bonfire, SiriusXM's Comedy Central Radio.
But you agree that everybody's got, like, even a guy like Jay, like, he's got his strengths. You know what I mean? He's more...
Yeah,
everybody's got their strengths.
Have you seen him try to use Twitter?
Oh, yeah, it's like that. Yeah, no, I haven't.
It's just a sentence in LOL.
That's probably the club he was performing in.
All right, look, we're going to get started here in a couple minutes. I don't want to speed through this, though. I mean, obviously, we wrote some jokes. Scopo, you got your roast battle against Deepu coming up.
Yes, I do.
This is this Tuesday. The Roast Masters at the Stand, guys. If you guys want to get tickets for the Roast Masters, go to thestandnyc.com. I am the fucking house MC for the Roast Masters show. It's a really fun show. Like, you're going to get a little example of kind of what Roast Masters is on this show, but it's a much different thing than even this, because on the Roast Masters, you have the guys that are roasting each other, and, you know, obviously it's New York City's best comics, so they're going to be funny comedians, period. There's no doubt about that. But then there's all of these other layers to the show. Like, we have three guest judges every time.
Yeah.
This Tuesday night, it's going to be Bobby Kelly, Ari Shaffir,
Norman.
And Mark Norman. I mean,
yeah,
Jesus Christ.
Those monsters,
dude. So the judges, they fucking roast all the roasters the whole time. We're going back and forth talking shit at each other. I've got jokes that I'm just keeping in the pocket for Bobby Kelly and fucking Jewface Ari. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I was like thinking I have to write jokes for everybody, not even Deepu.
Well, you have to have... Well, you don't really have to as much. But the other thing that they do, this is really cool.
The host has to, kind of.
Yeah, the host has to. The other thing that they do that's really cool is they have this thing called the wave... okay? And the wave, there are these three guys that basically they're like, it really started out as the Negro wave in LA, but they're trying to fucking make it like PC now, so they call it the wave. But basically they were kind of making fun of how black people are way over the top in like Def Jam comedy shows. So, you know, so it's I was like, oh damn, like that type of shit. But they have like full-fledged sketches that they do in the middle of it. So you'll hear like, you know, they'll jump up on the stage and a machine gun will go off and they'll all fucking like shoot ketchup out of their chest. Dude, they do all of these crazy like extra things. So the whole time, even if the roasters are bombing,
right,
the energy of the show is just, there's a whole big show. And this is Jeff Ross's, I guess, brainchild with Brian Moses, who's an LA comic. And then there's another version. I don't want to shit on the other version at all because those guys have been super cool to me over at the New York Comedy Club. I've done that show.
Yeah, they're great.
It's great. I think that they have like a beef. But
Do they?
No, yeah, I think it is
a beef.
I don't even want to get in between. I host the one at the Rose. Obviously, I want you guys to come to one that I host, but I will never shit on. Those guys are fucking hilarious, and I watch them do it, and the way they do it is great as well. But if you guys want to get tickets, go to thestandupnyc.com. You guys can get tickets. They're free right now. That's going to change because the show sold out every week. That will change very soon. It's not going to be a free show anymore.
But you know what I like about it? I like how it's quick. It's three rounds that are quick. There's banter, but it's not overextended, man. It's not too long. They do three battles.
You're saying nobody does 20 minutes when they're supposed to do six?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You're exactly right. I deserve that. But right, it doesn't go on too long, so that's nice too.
John, can I smoke pot? I might have asked you. Shelby, can I smoke some weed?
I mean, it's past noon. Why not? It's for your eyes, right?
So you're battling deeps. Yep. We're gonna get into this. I want to pack this bowl before I battle Zach. I apologize, guys. Everyone's waiting for me and Zach to fucking shit on each other. And Zach, what do you have to say for yourself to defend yourself for your cockiness?
I'm just making funny happen, Lou.
Yeah, why is he defending?
I thank you. I've said many times that you are the only person who's ever backed me up as a pro comic.
That's true.
And I appreciate it very much, and I'm very happy to work alongside you, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Don't
that
do
being
this.
Said, but I'm going to fucking destroy you tonight.
Let's talk down.
Let's talk about your father who passed away right now.
Oh, no, hold
on. I'm going to get it mean.
You're going to go all over my stuff.
Yeah, don't step on his toes here. Nobody mentioned cancer or stabbings for the next 10 minutes.
Heroin's out.
No, I like how he's got the tie. He's got this nice, bright. It's not just dressed up, but in bright colors. Like, look how pleasant. It's like a Christmas come early.
Well, he's doing a psychological thing with the audience.
Yeah, and now he's just gonna fucking just dig into your demons.
Can I also say
exploit them for the podcast?
I'm not gonna make any excuses at all because Zach, I think you. I mean, I know you are a better roast writer than me. There's no doubt about that. You're one of the best I've seen, just in general. I know Metzger hit him up after the roast, the Big Good. J roast, and he wants him to submit for him for the roast for Comedy Central.
That's
he wants
fantastic.
Him to help him write.
Yeah.
It's a whole other level. Zach's ridiculous. Okay,
wow. But in all fairness,
I don't even have that.
You're battling a fat bisexual,
no,
chubby chaser.
But this is what I'm saying.
Now wait a second. You're bisexual. I didn't sign
He's
up for this.
He's fucked a couple dudes.
You may win the roast, but you still will not get your marriage license. Not for me, okay? Because I subscribe to a larger Supreme Court, the one that Jesus runs. Okay, Dave Smith, you got a fucking problem with what I'm saying, bro?
The justice in the
sky. You want controversy?
No, I think it, yes, you are. You're easier to roast than Scopo or Vec. Vec's somebody that's legitimately hard to roast.
Yeah, because I keep my private life private.
Yeah. I'm an easy person to roast. I'm an easy target. My dad and mom are dead. I'm a dad. I'm a single dad now. You know, me and B never got married. I fucking, you know, I'm bald. I'm a former fat guy. Into MMA, meat. I mean, how many things are there about me? I mean, I'm staring at you right now. I'm going, I'd still rather have my life than your life. But I mean, on every level, Jesus Christ.
Okay, you're the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. That's how we're going to build this. Can you or can you not be the mongoose in this situation? You know? Am I building the drama? How am I doing building the drama?
What was Rikki Tikki Tavi? Was he a mongoose?
I think you're thinking of the skunk who was no, Rikki Tikki Tavi. Everybody. Yeah, you're
right. And he was a fucking fucked up. It was a cobra though.
Oh.
Remember?
No.
Remember how awesome cartoons back in the day? It was just death.
I just remember that rapey skunk. And that's
me and Becky and we're working out when we were little. We didn't watch cartoons.
Yeah, bro.
All right.
Pop Warner.
You guys are six years old working out.
Just doing CrossFit all day.
Pop Warner, son.
Here you go, buddy.
I don't want any.
No. Zach?
Good, man.
No.
Thank you, though.
No.
It's the pot right after coffee podcast.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to do this right now. can we get some sort of like maybe a Rocky theme to announce?
Dave Smith.
each other. Will you do the announcements?
I'll do the announcements, yeah. All right.
This is going to be Scopo.
Are you guys going to
Scopo doing improv, guys? Let's get some. We're getting some music up right now for it.
I have a timer too. I'm going to time you guys.
You're timing the 45 second round.
Yeah, I have a fucking stopwatch here on my phone. Thank you, Steve Jobs. And then yeah, so we get an intro now. What's going on?
Well, no, we're getting some music up today. I'm smoking pot. God. Scopo, lead the show for a minute.
Oh God, people.
We're here.
Roasting.
Did you say people were here roasting? Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. We're doing it, guys. We're here.
This is fun.
Bring it down a little bit. It's very loud. Okay. Scopo, you can do the intros for me.
Alright, guys. Guys, welcome to the real ass roast battle that we're having. Give yourselves a round of applause. Come on. We have two people, I guess, here roasting each other.
He only thought about the words real ass roast battle, and then it all fell apart.
That's what I do, Lewis. All right, now shut the fuck up and smoke your pot. Guys, welcome. Our first, the challenger, I want to say, the international superstar himself. Guys, give a big hand. Zach Amico, everybody. Yeah, Zach. Keep it going for him.
Good job, Zach.
And now, the champion. The real ass dude, Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Joan Jett of comedy. What are the fucking names you have?
Ultimate Minority.
Ultimate Minority.
Howard Stern of MMA Radio.
Howard Stern of MMA Radio. Luis J. Gomez, everybody. A man who has more podcasts than Stand Up New York Labs combined.
I am a podcast network.
Guys,
I'm a brand.
Okay.
I'm a brand.
How about it for the real
Nike,
ass audience?
Coca-Cola.
Real ass
Jay Gomez. Real ass audience.
Real ass audience. We have our celebrity guest judge. Give a big hand for Mike Vecchione, everybody. Yeah. One more time for Mike Vecchione.
When you do come that, you have to put quotes around celebrity.
Well, listen, I'll probably be nice here, Lewis. All right, come on.
Okay. You can cut the music.
You guys know the rules?
We know the rules. First round, first four round. Jokes, right? Tit for tat?
Four jokes, tit for tat. I'm just copying what you're saying. Guys, all right, who's going to go? Do you want to do a coin flip? Who goes first?
By the way, I'm going to bring that to Roastmasters Tuesday. I'm starting a coin flip. That's going to be the new thing.
Do we have a coin?
Do we have a coin? Dave Smith, you're a Jew. You probably could have a coin.
Ugh. Does anybody have a coin?
I don't know.
Lewis?
Nobody's got a coin. No, I got a coin. It's a penny, but it's a coin.
All right, John, you can flip it.
Okay, I mean,
I want to flip it.
Oh, no, let Scopo flip it. Don't. Scopo, this is how dumb Scopo is. Scopo just went like that to be like, dude, throw it here. A fucking penny, dude.
You know why? Because I'm a fucking baseball player and I would have caught it.
You were a catcher.
Intercepted it.
Challenger calls it in the air. Ready?
Tails.
It is tails.
Oh, shit.
Wow. It is tails, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you want to go first or do you want to defer?
I will go first.
Nice.
Okay. Right. Zach Amico has chosen to go first, guys. Go.
I want to start with a compliment. Guys, Luis J. Gomez is a great guy to work with. A lot of comics act like they were born with a silver spoon in their mouth, but not Luis, because his mom took that spoon, bent it, and cooked up heroin in it.
Zach loves campy horror movies. That makes sense because he looks like the blob. Fuck Stephen King's It.
Lewis doesn't understand the meaning of the word irony. Lewis, it's ironic that you look like you came here with our order from Seamless and yet you have absolutely no delivery.
That was a good one.
Fuckface, I'm going to cut your mic.
All right, that was a good
one. You can't hype up his fucking jokes.
Well, you know what? Bring something to the table. Hype yours up, all right?
Fuck, cut his mic, please. I mean it. Cut his mic.
Let's
done
go.
With Scopo. Zach. Hold on. Why does my fucking computer fucking up? One time Zach was walking through the hood and some black kids threw bricks at his head. It's okay, though. They thought he was a police van already covered in graffiti.
Lewis loves to talk about his favorite book, The Secret, mainly to keep his own secret that he can't read.
Zach, you're over 300 pounds and you're only getting bigger. You might be the only comedian who needs to pick up a coke habit to save his life.
Last joke each, everybody. Last joke each.
Lewis worries a lot that his son James is going to grow up to be gay. Lewis, you should just be proud. You're raising the first Gomez man to be penetrated by something other than a knife.
My father did die, Zach. Thanks for bringing that up. Zach's father left when he was young. Well, he didn't leave. Captain Ahab shot him with a harpoon.
Okay, guys. End of first round. Give us a round of applause, guys. Come on. Come on. Now, is Mike going to decide or the audience?
No, Mike decides.
Mike decides.
Mike's the judge, and Mike will decide after each round who wins the round.
Ladies and gentlemen,
first round was very tough. But I would have to say goes to Zach.
Yeah, Zach won that one. I'll give it to him.
Okay.
I'll give it to him.
Well-structured jokes, man.
I'll give it to him.
Great job. Okay, one more. Now, the second round, you guys know, 45 seconds. I will buzz you guys when the 45 seconds is over. Lewis, you go this round because Zach went first.
Yes, sir. Hold on. All right. Let me get my shit ready.
Jesus.
Hold on.
Preparation, you know.
Shut your face. Give me another 10 seconds.
Okay.
Here we go.
It's your podcast.
Delaying the inevitable.
Jesus.
Wow. Okay.
Ready?
45 seconds.
Start. I'm starting. Now.
Zach, you look like four fat people piled on top of each other to form one giant fat person, like Voltron, except we're going to call you Casseroltron. Zach, you look like a clown car smashed into a wall at 100 miles per hour. Juggalos look down on you, Zach. You look like Mimi ate the entire cast of the Drew Carey Show.
Should I do it for you?
No. Zach is a tiny dick in a Prince Albert. It's like getting rims on a unicycle. Zach has a sales job during the day, which is hilarious because he can't even sell his shitty jokes at open mics. Zach, how do you sell anything with the way you look? Your mantra should be always be grossing.
That's it.
Zach submitted a writing packet recently for The Impractical Jokers, a show where you have to make people uncomfortable while your friends laugh at you behind your back. That's how I describe Zach's life.
Oh, yeah.
All righty. Now, the international superstar, Zach Amigo, everybody. Keep going.
Yeah, Lewis, I am fat. That's because gyms are full of guys who remind me of you, and given the choice, I'd rather die. Lewis writing comedy is like his history with rape. Numerous attempts, but he's never completed a sentence. If Lewis was any more out of his league here, he would get me pregnant.
Oh my God.
How do you roast the human equivalent of Linkin Park lyrics? Lewis looks like a pair of Janko jeans and an oversized Angry Bird shirt grew a person. By the way, Lewis, this is called a tie. You'd know what it is if you ever had to buy a Father's Day present.
Oh, he's stopping. Stopping early on that one. Guys, give him a round of applause. Come on. Awesome job, guys. Going to our judge, Mike Vecchione.
That was a closer. That was closer. But I still got to give that to Zach.
No, Mike, you have to make it dramatic.
We can go to a third round.
I mean, were you listening?
Jeez.
I mean, Mike, he just hit Lewis where it...
Mike, did you appreciate the part when Chris said time and he did his, like, Eminem, fuck a beat, I'll go acapella? Yeah. That didn't win any points for it?
That's Puerto Rican time.
Let's go to a third round, though.
All right.
Yeah, let's do a third round.
All right, give it up for Zach and Miko.
Zach and Miko.
He's fucking killing me right now.
Now... This last round is also tit for tat.
It's also for tit for tat.
We're doing four jokes or we're doing
four jokes. Okay. Four jokes.
Do you guys want to do a winner take all on this round?
No.
Zach's out of jokes.
Yeah, I fucking top loaded the first two rounds.
This round is still up for grabs though.
I say we do a winner take all round. Mike, just give me the fucking last round. Mike, I invited you on the show.
No, I want to legitimately, if you win the last round, you win it.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike's call.
We made up the rules. All right. You go first.
No. I don't think you win the entire thing, but I think you win the round. There's some pride in that. I mean, how's he going to win two rounds and then lose? He can't do it.
Fuck.
It's over, sorry, but we're just doing for fun.
Why don't we go fuck yourself, Scopo?
Don't get mad at me.
All right, let's
fine.
Play.
I think
fine.
We should play it out.
Fine.
Let's play it out.
What okay. if I, all right, hold on. If I blow him out in this round, people yeah. will talk about it in the history books like, dude, you know, if that was a championship fight five rounds, I think Lewis would have had him. Zach ran out of gas.
Yeah, that's true. That's true because, yeah, if you have the steadier, you know, if he ran out of jokes, you know, there's something to be said for that. Okay. It's a much closer battle.
Zach, go.
Every time Lewis headlines, he digs a hole so deep you'd think he was looking underneath the club for his parents' unmarked graves.
Zach has been inside of more fat girls than insulin.
Lewis's mom survived cancer, so he wasn't the only horrible thing she grew inside her that couldn't kill on its own.
Zach's stand-up jokes are like black people. They don't work. Zach, I would rather watch a slow-motion video of my father being stabbed to death than watch 1 minute of your act.
Me too. Lewis loves having sex in public. That way the noise of the parade drowns out the girls' desperate cries for help.
Zach auditioned to play the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man in the new Ghostbusters movie, but the director told him that he had to lose some weight. It's okay, though. In a few years, they're going to lob off his feet because of his diabetes.
One more joke each.
Lewis has admitted he likes choking girls during sex. That way they turn blue and their eyes bug out, just like his last memory of his mother.
Zach is bisexual. No, it's not what you think. He does not fuck men and women. Zach has a penis and huge tits. He is both man and woman.
All right, guys, give him a round of applause. Yeah, come on. Come on.
Fantastic, and just for the, I have a couple more. Zach has done more for fat girl self-esteem than Lane Bryan and Ashley Stewart combined.
Do you want to keep going with these? Or?
Yeah, I got more.
Okay, yeah.
No, that's it.
I mean, your show.
That's the only good one that I had, I thought.
All right, guys, going to our judge.
That was a closer round, but I'm going to give that one to Zach.
I hate you, Mike. Yeah, I mean, sorry. I'm literally never doing anything for you again.
I knew that was a possibility
in my life.
But
I will never.
You know, he keeps it real in the Real Ass Podcast.
I'm 2 years away from passing you in this business, and I'm never looking back.
You're already past me.
Yeah, I don't want to say it.
No, you could say it. I'm a failure. I get it.
God damn it! Somebody can get sad on the show. Stop not letting me win my own thing and making it sad on the show.
I'm vulnerable. No, I thought you did good there. But I thought that Zach hit too many mom and dad like it was like a lot of those jokes. But it was great joke writing. But it was he hit the mom and dad stuff. It was a lot of those jokes.
I think he has a decided advantage because of my history.
Oh, because he knew.
I don't give him that victory. I feel like I came in with an injury.
Well, let's see.
You know when they say like in MMA, like if somebody's got like a fucking shoulder injury, but they don't really disclose. I don't want to say this before the fight, which I actually kind of did. But I walked in with a disadvantage here because it's very easy to make fun of my dead parents. How many non-dead parents jokes did he do?
That's what I'm saying. Very but the ones point. That he did have, it's the ones that he did have are very very well crafted, and he dug deep. And he cross-referenced them. It's great joke writing.
You dance with the one who's with you, baby.
But he has great joke writing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Now, it's the difference. This is what I was saying earlier. Like, in terms of, like, you're a very good joke writer. He's a great joke writer. But you're good at... No, I'm saying you're good at podcast hosting. You probably might be a better actor.
Just shut up, dude.
No, I'm saying everybody's got their fucking thing.
Just shut up.
Zach sits in a cave at his rights. We get it.
Okay, in all
Could
fairness...
Could he run a podcast, though?
Absolutely not. In all fairness, Lewis had other shit to do this week.
It's not that. It's just that what? Everybody's got their strengths.
Mine is a bench press.
Wait until the drug tests come out tomorrow, and we'll find out.
You all right, you won, dude. You fucking won fair and square.
Zach Amico, everybody. Keep it going for him. Zach Amico.
But I stand by that. I stand by that I am an easier person to roast. So...
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
You could say that with anything, though.
No, you can't say that with anything. You cannot say that with anybody, Mike.
You really are a fucking sore loser.
No, I'm not. I'm fine. I'm fine.
This is fine?
You got knocked the fuck out!
Thanks for the fucking sound effects, Fatigate. Shelby, this is why I brought you in, because I know you're on my side, Shelby. Shelby, do me a favor. Can you come talk on mic for a minute? You watch this roast battle, Shelby. You're very objective. You're not somebody that's easily... What?
You're looking for another judge now?
Yeah.
I'm you invite saying, me on the show and then you nullify what I'm saying?
I just want to know Shelby's
this
opinion
here. This
isn't
a real-ass podcast.
I want to know Shelby's opinion because he's been in the radio business for a very long time. He worked with the funniest man in the business, Ron Bennington, for a very long time, close relationship. And I'd like to say that I stole him. I'd like to think that I stole him from Ron Bennington. You watched this go down. What do you think here, Shelby?
Keep in mind, he lives in the green room of Stand Up Laughs. Yeah, just kidding. I'm just kidding, Shelby.
I thought Zach was amazing, but I thought Lewis delivered, you know, some harder hitting jokes that would dig deeper into.
How much
like
did you pay this fucking
thank
kid
you so much,
that.
Shelby. I
is that
appreciate
true?
That.
I could be wrong with. I could be wrong with.
I think my. I think I came
that?
With a more well-rounded fight style.
Can I ask you a question?
What
do you think you won? That thing? Did
no,
you think you won it?
No, but I do think, I really do stand by the fact that I'm easier to roast than almost anybody. Zach is easy to roast. But here, let me say this. When making fun of somebody.
So wait, if somebody loses a fight, is it because they're easier to punch?
That's good. That's really
kind of, good. Yes. If, all right, hold on. If you have a larger head than your opponent, then kind of, yes. I don't know. It's a larger target. That's the truth. Or if there's a, let's say there's a 165 pounder that fights a 205 pounder.
It all goes to
the
MMA.
The advantage is the fact that that's a larger target hit and that guy's faster. I shouldn't say you're faster. Listen to me. Being fat and
why,
gross.
Is not helping your argument?
Me being fat and gross. Is not it's not as not as much of a there's not as much meat on that as somebody's dead parents. There's so much there.
Yeah, there's stuff about him that you could have dug deeper into.
Yeah, he blows
you know, besides
dudes.
His looks. You set it up in the premise. You know what I mean?
Go ahead, Dave.
Sorry.
Dave, what do you
fighting
think?
Dave Smith wants to talk,
everybody.
What do
you think,
Dave? Just fucking give him some credit, Lewis.
Yeah.
He 3-0'd you, clearly.
Yeah.
He destroyed you for right. 3 rounds. You're saying there's nothing to fight. This Zach Amico you're talking about. He's like the most roastable thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. He said thing. He didn't even say God, person. He said thing.
It's like someone said, God, we need to roast something. Draw a cartoon of the most roastable thing ever.
Yeah.
God would have drawn Zach Amico.
How do you get out-roasted by Marshmallow?
He's roasting himself now. He's roasting.
So
that's how little of a challenge Lewis was. He has to roast himself.
Like a boxer, just hitting himself in the face to get himself worked. You forced this sad kid to come up here, and everybody else. I've lost every ounce of respect I had for Shelby.
Hey,
like,
Shelby's a fucking legend, Dave. You shut your fucking face.
Lewis's dude hit hard, just trying to find some way to give it to
no,
Lewis. And
no.
I mean, I guess Lewis
Dave,
was wearing
Shelby,
a more real
you
ass
don't
shirt.
Listen him, don't listen to him.
Shelby, take the mic again. Don't listen to Dave Smith. Shelby, come here for a second.
Oh my you God,
are
Lewis.
You are a radio professional. How long have you been working in the radio business, Shelby?
A couple years.
Now. Exaggerate, please, right now. Jesus Christ.
This kid looks 12. What the fuck?
He's humble.
Shelby, I didn't bring you over here to stand up New York Labs and instill your wisdom and your radio knowledge to have that type of attitude. I need you to be a little bit more confident, okay? You've a 10-year vet of just radio.
Decades.
And then before that, you were doing a lot of TV stuff.
Sure.
How old are you?
Shut up, dude. You know fucking real comedy when you see it, do you not?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I like to think so.
And you're being completely objective here. If you were judging that, how many rounds would you have given Zach? How many rounds would you have given me?
I would have given him about 2.5, and I'd throw you something.
Shelby.
You had some zingers. You had some zingers.
What the fuck happened here, Shelby? We were doing
a thing. I never heard of winning half a round.
Get him off the fucking microphone. Goodbye. I want him as part of the team.
You're severing friendships here.
No, I need people that are on my side, okay?
Lewis, stop hiring and firing my employees here, okay?
I need people on my side right now, and I feel like nobody is on my side.
I didn't know this was going to be a roast, and then the other half of the podcast is you disputing the results of the roast. It seems crazy.
Really? Because everyone who came did.
All right, look. That was it. Let's talk about something else, because we got another 15 minutes in the show.
Oh my God, what are we going to do for another 15?
Can you roast Scopo? How about you guys do? I was actually going to ask you to write roast jokes, like 3 roast jokes for each person on the panel. Would you have done it, had I asked?
Nah, I got to be done with this for a while, just because it's
why?
Like...
Why?
It's just it's a lot of work, first of all.
It's time consuming.
It's time consuming. It's a lot of work. And then I get to the point, it's like I'm doing it and I'm like, what am I doing this for? It's like, can I be I need to be spending my time in better ways. You know what I mean? Like doing something that's actually going to help my career.
Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? You're literally just bringing down everything that he does. The only thing he's good at.
I've done roasts. I have to do them because I need to up my whatever profile. So, you know what I mean? But I'm telling you, like, I did the two and it's just it's a lot of work. And then after a while, you're like, okay, is this who I am? Am I just the roast guy? It's like, that's not what I want to be.
Jesus Christ.
Career for Jeff Ross.
No,
Be positive. We were talking, we talked at the top of the show about how you have to fucking put your comedy into different vessels. And you know, you're just unhinging because all you want to do is tell jokes every night.
No, I want to, you're right. I want to find my niche. I want to find the vessel that's best for me. And honest with you, I haven't found it. Stand up doesn't seem to be enough. No one gives a shit about it.
Well, that's the thing. Stand up comedy is fucking jazz music. I've been saying this for a very long time. There's certain people that kind of make it.
Guys have better time doing it?
Yes.
All the best ones die of heroin overdoses. That was it.
Then don't fucking open your mouth like you're going to do a third one.
I was trying.
You're trying to breathe.
Just breathe.
Now, are you going to hold a grudge against him on the show? I'm kidding, like, dude. I'll be interested to listen.
I'm kidding, dude. Okay. I'm obviously kidding. When you lose, here's the thing, the roast battles in general. Did you guys have fun watching that? I mean, I know the people enjoyed it. So, no, it's the idea of it's supposed to entertain people, and I think it was an entertaining show, and I think people are going to enjoy it. So, no. Yeah, does it fucking, it sucks to lose when you're like a person, like just any person in life. If you do, like the roast battle shows you guys are doing at the stand, I'm hosting them. I know all of the behind the scenes. Nobody even remembers who won or lost. Nobody gives a shit. No, I don't remember who won or lost each thing. The people who book it don't give a shit. They just want to make sure that everyone's being entertained. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the idea of it. But there's a competitive side which makes you go like, ah, fuck, I still want to beat him.
Yeah, you want to win.
I wanted to just surprise everyone and just smack Zachary. I knew I wasn't going to. The jokes that I had were okay, but I didn't have that much time to fucking like really. And I got no, by the way, that was the rule today. We had no help from anybody else. It was specifically just us on our own.
Okay.
I mean, you know, usually if I was gonna do a big roast battle against like a fucking like Metzger, Zach helped me a bunch, but I only asked Zach to help me with Kurt Metzger. You know what I'm saying? Right. Metzger, when we roast battled each other, he had fucking Jesse Joyce, he had you, he had Big J, he had the best comics in the city help him write roast jokes for me, and I was trying to pride my. I thought Metzger was just gonna write for himself. I was like, all right, dude, I'm gonna ask Zach because I can't obviously beat Metzger on my own. I need a little bit of help, and we had a very close. Thing and that motherfucker, I'll say it now since we're all if you guys listened to The Last Legion of Skanks with Kurt Metzger, it's gotten pretty weird.
It's gotten weird,
but this motherfucker in the roast battle, I say one of the jokes, I forget even what the joke was, but after it, as we're on stage, he was like, yeah, that was a great joke, that's how I know you didn't write it, duh. And I'm like, really, dude, you're calling me out for not writing my jokes when you got help writing your fucking jokes, you psychopath? Made me so angry. Made me so angry. Am I holding on to this shit too much? Is that why me and Metzger got into an argument on Tuesday?
It's the real. Did you guys get into a real argument?
No, we didn't get into an argument. He came on to Legion of Skanks like crazy hot. And when Metzger comes on to Legion of Skanks, he has zero respect for me or Dave Smith. I mean, like literally, like he just comes on and he'll sit across from Jay. And
it was like having two Jays in the room.
Wow.
Too real. Wow. You see that reaction right there?
Are we still roasting?
But he really doesn't. And he comes in and he just sits across from Jay and he talks to Jay on the show. And Legion of Skanks, I mean, legitimately, it's not Jay hosting a show and we chime in when we chime in. It's our fucking show.
Right.
I specifically spend a lot of time, energy, and effort creating that show. On the back end, I mean, not knocking Jay or Dave, but these guys host the show. I produce that show with our team and I spend my entire week putting together two episodes a week. So Metzger comes in and not only just doesn't, it's not like he's just ignoring us. He, when we make jokes, he tells us to shut up. You don't fucking tell me to shut up on my fucking show. Go fuck yourself. The only thing Metzger has in life over me is that he's a funnier comedian than me. On every other level, I beat him. So I'm not going to let a fucking
Let's
dude.
Take it to the mat, guys. Come
I'm not
going to
let just a dude tell me to shut up, especially in an environment that I create. Go fuck yourself.
Is this what happened on the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
So we got angry and then.
When did it come out? Hype this up a little
it's,
bit.
No, it's out. It's already out on AnthonyCumia.com. Wow. You guys can listen to it. But I mean, it didn't. We didn't even get into an argument. We didn't even get into an argument. He's just a fucking psycho, and I won't deal with that on my show. I'm not taking away from Metzger's brilliance. In my opinion, Metzger is the best comic who's been doing it for under 20 years. That's what my opinion is. Because I, you know, you obviously put Louis and Bill Burr, but I put him in that category in terms of where he's
as
at.
A guy emerging.
He's fucking, I mean, brilliant and the best. And as a human being, I really like Kurt Metzger. I just, in that environment where, you know, we joke around about the Gomites and the Skanks and all this other shit, but these are my fucking fans. I'm not going to be fucking out alphaed in front of my fans. Right. You're not inviting me on Race Wars. Motherfucker, do that on Race. I won't let you do that on your show, much less my show.
Right. No, I understand that.
Let it be known, Mike.
Oh, wow.
No, tell him.
No, I don't. I can't wait to hear his Facebook posts now. It's going to be probably a lot of anti-Gomez.
Well, he came in hot because they wrote up an article about him in the Daily Dot, and he literally found out about the article as he was coming into Legion of Skanks.
Mm-hmm.
So he came in like super hot.
Yeah.
But look, I get it. It could make for, you know, an interesting radio show, but it's like, yeah, dude, don't fucking tell me to shut up. So that's why it got weird like really quick. Like literally physically threatening us at one point. He said, he was like, oh, you say something good, I'm going to come over across that table. It's like, Metzger, I will literally choke you out on live AnthonyCumia.com TV.
Oh my God. I didn't know it got to that point.
He's a
that
psycho.
That makes for good.
He's a psychopath. And I love him. I think he's the best. I'm the biggest Kurt Metzger
fan. Would you tell him that as you're choking him out? I don't want to be cutting the oxygen off from your brain. But I am. You forced my hand. You forced my hand.
Louis J. Gomez's Guide to Lovemaking.
MMA battle.
Am I being crazy?
I think roast battle, you go to the then take it to the mat. That's the other level of this.
I'm telling you right now, that's my new idea for a web series. I really mean this. John, I'll let you bid on this, dude. This is my idea, and this is my brand new web series. I'm announcing it right now. It's called Comedy MMA. Simple as that. Comedy MMA. We've been doing these roast battles. We're going to have two comedians just compete in an MMA fight against each other.
Yeah, but I think there should be, can I amend this? It's still your idea?
Yeah.
I don't want a producer credit or anything.
Second Amendment, give him a gun.
No, you do a roast first, right, to see who talks the talk. And then the second phase, who can walk the fucking walk?
Yeah!
And then settle it in an octagon. And then a phase after that where you hug. That seems to be the final roast thing.
Whoever has lovemaking technique.
Yeah.
Whoever can master the art of the Kama Sutra more.
No, I think you go the full asshole with it. You go roast. Whoever wins that has the advantage. And then you go to the MMA part. And then whoever wins that gets to fuck the other guy's girlfriend.
What if it's a round three, though? What if it one
round three is the fuck the girlfriend? And if the girlfriend has two choices, she can go with her. It's like what's that one show where it's like she gets to choose, stay with the guy or no? The first two parts are
Mike
real
Tecchione,
though,
guys.
The first two parts are real. We're workshopping here. I'm sorry, I didn't know this was you have to nail it or get out podcast. It's
and if the guy doesn't have a girlfriend, Corinne will pinch hit.
It's a roast battle and then an MMA. I like that idea. Roast battle and then and then fight to the death.
Do you think that I'm overreacting here?
To what, Kurt?
Metzger,
Kurt's thing?
Yes.
If it went down exactly the way that you said it went down, then
There's like five episodes of him telling us to shut up. We just got enough confidence in our careers to tell him to shut up back. That's all that happened.
No, but
if
I
you
get
listen to the old episodes, like where me and Dave were young comics when we first started Legion of Skanks 5 years ago, we were like literally intimidated by Kurt Metzger being in the room. It's like we're just not like intimidated now on like any level. And like I said, dude, more than anything else, I know Kurt will fucking hear this. Kurt, me and Kurt, we talked on the phone after that, and he apologized for the way he fucking came in on the podcast. But it's even just a fucking, it's just a bigger thing. I don't want to, like, people got mad at us on Reddit. They had some people posted, like, oh, Lewis and Dave were just being pussies and getting upset because he was trying to tell a story. He was upset. No, it's every time he comes on the podcast, right, he does it. So it's like, fuck that. Why would I even, I'm not even saying, it's not about, he's very funny. There's a lot of really funny people that wouldn't be right for Legion of Skanks. You know, there's a lot of brilliant comics who, Todd Barry could not come on Legion of Skanks and look good. It has nothing to do with nobody liking him or his attitude. It's just what he does. He would come in and sit there and go, what the fuck are these guys talking about? Like, it's just not what he does.
Right, right.
You know, like Metzger likes to come in and fucking bulldoze people. And if he doesn't, you know, he's got Karen and Caitlin Bailey in the room who are these young girls. One of them who he's sleeping with. These are like young comics.
And the other is Karen?
He kind of talks to us.
Scoble with a hook.
How about the
Scoble with a left hook?
But you know, he kind of talks to us like that, and it's just like I'm not a chick.
No, I can understand that. I really can.
You think he's just excited to be on a show without some black guy fake laughing through everything he says?
Oh money! Oh money! Sorry, I'm kidding. I love Sherrod too. But Sherrod, look, Sherrod, I said a while ago I couldn't bring Sherrod and Kurt on Legion of Skanks at the same time. I publicly said that. We just said it just doesn't work. They're just too
over
the top.
There's just too many people on the show.
We'll give Sherrod a try by himself now. I guess we'll see if that works.
No, Sherrod's never been on?
Not by himself. Oh. I guess he was back in the day, but...
Not since Kumia took over.
No, that'll be an interesting, like, have a Race Wars...
A new podcast
on
war.
The show. Yeah.
A new podcast
war.
No.
You need a new one, yeah.
It's not a podcast war. It's not even that at all. I love Metzger and I love Race Wars. I'm a huge fan of Race Wars. Sister show of on this network, Stand Up New York Labs. One of the best shows... in the world. I think it's hilarious when Metzger chumps Caitlin Bailey and Karen, but I'm just not a chick to be chumped. Chick to be chumped, name of the show.
He just doesn't want it to be called Lewis Loses Terribly.
I wouldn't say terribly. Let me defend Lewis here a little bit.
He went down fighting hard.
But it's just like your joke writing ability, man. It's really great.
What was your favorite joke that I wrote? Sorry, I'm kidding.
I don't have the transcripts. John, let's go back. Let's go back to the transcripts.
Can we get a replay? No, I'm kidding. Look, Zach, obviously, dude, you're fucking great at this. And here's what happens when I write roast battle jokes. I write on this level, and then I have four or five bangers, and they all come from Zach. And that's the truth. That's what happens, you know, because he's the best at this, and I will admit that wholeheartedly. And the truth of the matter is, if you're doing one of these shows, Zach will do it for very cheap, okay? Yeah. Yeah. I'm more expensive than Zach, and I'm not as good as Zach, so...
I thought you wanted to talk about his tiny dick again. I thought you were going to go that route.
It is very tiny. Yeah, but you're willing to show it. That's why it's not roastable. But that's, I guess I shouldn't say that because I put it out there with my parents being dead. I make fun of it. But,
yeah, you could have had a lot of baby dick jokes there.
Can I tell you why? The audience, you know, they know us from the show, but I think they put themselves in the shoes of the person, right? And when if somebody's making fun of your parents' death,
yeah,
most people don't swallow that. Most people would.
They swallowed it.
No, I'm not talking about mom. I'm talking about put yourself in in that person's shoes. You know, if your mom had died or your dad had died in a horrible way, I think most people go like, oh, fuck, I wouldn't want somebody making fun of that or poking fun of that. And I'm very open to that. And Zach knows that. Like, here's the thing, right? Metzger.
But on a roast, you kind of have to be.
Metzger's father died, right? And I found out that his father died. And I found out the circumstances that he died were a little bit like, you know, he'd fucking, it wasn't. When I asked Metzger about how his father died, and Metzger didn't seem like, it wasn't a happy, he didn't make a joke about it. He was like, yeah, it was just kind of this fucked up thing or this kind of shitty way.
It wasn't something funny like a stabbing.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's the way you, like, so I didn't talk about that when I did the roast battle against Metzger. Because it didn't seem, he didn't talk about it in his act. It's not something that seems super available.
You're right.
So I didn't. You know, I wouldn't go there. That's just as a friend or as I know. I'm mad at Metzger right now because of the show, but I'm still, listen to me. Metzger's a guy who, when you think of like nostalgia and like my career, Metzger introduced me to Big J. Metzger brought me to the movies to hang out one night with Metzger. Check out this fucking crew of people. It was Kurt Metzger, myself, Big J, Jamie Kilstein, and I think it was Pete Holmes. Mm-hmm. This is the crew of people that went to go hang out to see Star Wars like, you know, 11 years ago or 10 years ago, you know, and... You know, Metzger's somebody who I met him before I did stand-up comedy. Mm. You know, but at the same time, don't fucking tell me to shut up on my show or I'm going to strangle you to death.
All right, guys, shut up, Lewis.
No, I like your...
All right, that's it. We're going to get out of here in a minute. Right. We got just a couple minutes left.
Mike, Lewis.
I'm going to sit in for Dave Smith's whatever he's doing.
Am I still releasing this episode? Is it still going out?
It's going out right now, yeah.
You want me to release it?
What are you saying? Because I got beat?
He doesn't want to upset
Jared Fried
anything.
Is texting me jokes right now.
Is he?
Yeah.
About me?
Yeah.
All right, I want to hear him. Go.
Well, that was it.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, Jared.
That would be great.
Jared,
if you,
it was okay.
I would think that would be so funny.
I was almost impressed. I was like 50% impressed that John even said it. I was like, that was okay. It was pretty good for John. Yeah, he's around comedy. The fact that it came from somebody who calls himself a professional comedian is a nightmare. Go listen to Jared Fried's podcast, Total Frat Move.
It was delivered poorly. Jared, I'm sorry for dragging you into this.
You have my outro music too, right? Good. You start. This is the first time John's in charge of the music. That's when I start giving my plugs at the end. You can start the outro music. No, not yet. Jesus. Vecchione, what do you got to plug? Anything coming up?
No, actually, buy my CD. It's Muscle Confusion.
Which that's what we were playing up top on the show, right?
It's a really good CD if you like jokes.
It's listen to me. Vecchione is a fucking beast. I hosted that show. It was at the Stand.
Yes, that's right.
And I've actually
We've
been on the road together a bunch. This is the guy who when we talk I'm talking about nostalgia with guys like Kurt. You're just another one of these guys who when I started was one of the guys like you and Nate and Kurt and DeRosa and Big J. These were these guys that I looked up to, this crew of friends that kind of like me and Dave talk about this all the time. We feel like there was this lineage, like, oh my God, dude, we're all gonna fucking like, cause then it came from there, it was like Attell and Patrice kind of like embraced you guys. And then it felt like it was this trickle down effect and none of that was true. That trickle down effect did not exist. Honestly, I thought I was gonna be famous at this point. I was like, oh yeah, we're gonna be the fucking next guys in line. Nope, not even close. Mark Normand, he didn't even know these guys.
Yeah.
Sam Morrell had no idea who these guys were.
Now, like, I think Mark and Sam, like, I think Mark, I don't know where Mark started. Like, I didn't start seeing him until he got past the clubs. But I know Sam did that late night at the comic strip. And him and Joe Mackey, like, scrapped their way into spots the same way that we all came up. Came up doing bars and rooms. Not, like,
but we
all
were
stuff,
so
but bars
egotistical.
And rooms. And then,
we look at, I look at my own thing. I'm like, oh, naturally, we're just the next guys in line. Like, you look at, like, the lineage of the guys who you respect and who they respect. And it just doesn't really work that way. It really just, comedy is a kind of a fair game. I know we always give people a lot of shit because there's these some figures that really stink that get very famous. But that's actually way more rare than funny comedians that go and make a living off of telling jokes and being funny.
That's true.
Typically, if you're a really funny comedian, you could probably make a decent living. At the end of the day, it's not going to be 5 years, it's not going to be 10 years. But if you really stick it out, you'll make it. Like, you just tell jokes. I just tell jokes for a living.
Right.
You guys, if you want to just tell jokes, you will fucking get to a place where you're just telling jokes. You're doing nothing else to do that. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's the fairness of comedy that people don't give credit for, because it's so easy to point at guys like, and I'm not going to even name names because I'm not going to shit on comics, but it's so easy to go, oh, dude, these guys all fucking suck. They stink. He got fast tracked. This guy's barely even good. Yeah. You're like, yeah, dude, you're talking about 0.00001% of the population. And then like, 80% of the comics that are really good, and even even higher than that, actually make a career, and it's a fucking dream.
The long haul is like, you don't know where somebody could be having great success right now, but you don't know where they're gonna fall or where maybe they'll ascend. You don't know, but you never know how it's all gonna play out, lengthwise, long term.
Oh yeah, you don't. It's 20 fucking years. Yeah, it blows.
Yeah. Well, no, it's about living in the moment and like appreciating what you have and doing the best you can with it. No.
Even you, Scopo.
Thank you.
I don't know. There's a big difference. I mean, would you agree with me on this? There's a big difference between, there's a lot of guys who get laughs, but there's a difference between getting laughs and being funny.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. So a lot of guys get laughs.
It brings
laughs
a full circle, because I think it's you can figure out how to get laughs. I think a smart person can figure out setup punch.
But there's a difference. Like, it's like when we're in the clubs and we're watching each other, we can all see through each other. It's kind of like the audience can't really see it sometimes, but we can all see through each other. Like, and we all have our bullshit, so it's like, oh, I see what he's doing there. Yeah. Oh, I see what he's doing there. Or when you see a guy legitimately killing with great jokes, you're like, fuck, I'm looking for a, not that you're looking for a way to knock this guy, I'm like, I'm looking for this guy's bullshit. Like, what's he doing? But if he's just telling great joke after great joke, you're like, fuck, man, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Because I can see all the angles. So when I see a guy do that, I'm like,
well, you know,
this guy's
the magic
just, this guy's
the
just
lights.
Good, man.
There are certain guys in the city who every time they're you watch, Big J, Mike's one of them. I like Norman a lot. All those guys, they're so fucking funny, and they keep coming out with new. Like, I see Mike on a Monday work a bit, and by Friday, it's fucking perfected, and it's ridiculous how funny he is.
And that's something that I always like really look up to, because for me to sit down and write, it is a much different thing. I've always been a performer,
right?
And I was always able to do very well. Like really early in comedy, I was able to kill. You know what I'm saying? But I was really, really, really bad earlier. I don't have a tape. I have a tape of Dave Smith like 4 months in. Dave, I'll have you on the Real Life Podcast. Let's just do it on this show. I think it'll be hilarious, dude. And let's just dissect. I have an early one for me, but I have really early Dave Smith. The opening joke. Hey, guys, I'm not into politics. I'm into smoking weed.
It still hasn't killed.
That's a fucking first joke. I mean, if you don't know Dave Smith now, it is fucking crazy to me. Well, you're still into smoking weed. Now you're like, dude, I'm into politics and smoking weed.
But can I say something about you? Like, I knew you before you were doing comedy, when you were just booking shows, and you always had like a salesmanship type way about you in terms of like a good rapport with people. So I think that translates over. You take that with you. Like a guy like me, like I'm not a salesman-y type of guy. So, but I've seen you interact with people, and you have that you have that about you. So that translates over to the stage. So you're coming with a everybody's different. Like you're coming with that
100%.
And that's your advantage. That's your advantage.
Everyone's got
on
the advantages
stage.
And disadvantages. And I think we all, you know, the grass is always greener. You look at what the advantages are of other people. I watch Joe Liss on stage, and the way that he writes jokes, I'm like, dude, fuck, man. I think of, you know, a setup, kind of a mini punch, and then a big punch. Yeah. And that's like the way I write a joke. Yeah. Joe's just like joke. And if my mind could, I have all these great like premises and ideas. And I'm like, if my mind could think the way Joe lists to just fucking keep on twisting and keep on exploding the next punch, I legitimately can't do that. I try, and it's a muscle that you keep on trying to exercise. Right. And I've gotten better at it. I couldn't do this 2 years ago. I couldn't write roast jokes. I wrote these in 2 days. I could not do this. 20 jokes here. I cannot do that in 2 days, 2 years ago, 100%. I've just gotten better. Even when the Big J roast, I was terrified, and I started writing roast jokes during that, but I was like, fuck, I took jokes from you. Joe Liss, I mean, I was getting a lot of help. And I even at that point, I was like, fuck, I don't think I can do that. Me and Dave Smith talked at length about this because we had never done it. But then you start practicing and you kind of, you know, you just become better. We do got to wrap because I know Dave's got his show here in a second. Vec, grab his CD, Muscle Confusion. You guys grab it on iTunes. Buy it. Don't just fucking stream it on Spotify. I mean, Spotify, does that even help?
I don't know how it all
now,
works.
Buy it. That buy it.
No, it does not help.
Here's the thing, guys. Look, man, it's fucking $10. It's not a big deal. He's one of the funniest comics in the world. We played some of it at the top of the show. And it's a really fucking dude. That's the thing you can do to help us out. Come and see us live. Buy our albums, which 2016, kids. Real Ass Dude debut album. I don't know what I'm calling it yet, but it's not going to be Statutory Ape. It was going to be.
I really like that one.
It was going to be. But
what
I found
about
out
the one Corinne called
there's
you?
A song. There's a song by a band, a metal band called Statutory Ape. So I want to have a completely original name. So, Zach, what do you got going on?
I'm going to be doing the roast battle at the stand, announcing it right here. I'm waiting till October the 27th because I'm waiting for Mike Lawrence to get back from L.A.
Ooh.
It's going to be Zach Amico v. Mike Lawrence.
Oh, shit. That'll be a good one.
It is a heavyweight matchup right there.
You want to know what's funny? They asked me if I wanted to do it against him in L.A. when I'm in L.A. at the end of the month. So that means he's going to dominate
me. So I
got to
write for him twice?
Well, now, you know what's actually funny? You're right, dude. I would want your help with it because I'm not going to be able to beat Lawrence. I would want you to help me with it. But fuck it, dude. I don't know. I think people should go and see that. Fuck me. I'll battle somebody else in L.A. So
he just did one versus Dan St. Germain in L.A.
Yeah,
I heard it was a
sure it's
monster
great.
Matchup.
Sure,
yeah.
Those guys are awesome. So Scopes, anything going on?
If you're listening live, I'll be at Uncle Vinny's this weekend, the whole entire weekend. Then I got roast battle Tuesday the 8th. It was 11 at 10 o'clock start for the comics, nice. And then 11 o'clock the roast battle.
Who's judging that one? Who's judging yours?
Bobby Kelly.
Oh, Bobby will be. Oh, that's Mark great, Norman. Man.
Yeah.
And I'm hosting it too. So come watch Scopo and Deepu go head to head from the YKWD podcast. I'm gonna take some fucking shots at Bobby Kelly, dude.
It's gonna be. You're gonna want to go see that one. It's gonna be.
Go to the fucking that one. That's crazy. Tuesday night. Yeah, we're all gonna be there. How cool is that gonna be? Listen to me. I got some stuff coming up. October 9th and 10th, I'm going to be headlining Comedy Connection, Providence, Rhode Island. So check me out there. September 20th or 24th, I'll be all over the Los Angeles area. A lot of showcase shows. I'm going to be posting them on my website. What?
When are you doing shows?
I'm literally going to murder you, Scopo. Don't fucking interrupt me during the end. I mean it. I'm done with this joke. I hate you. See what you do? You make me fucking, you make me less likable to the Gomites, and they're here for me. They're all here for me.
You just argued that he kicked your ass and you were like, no, he didn't kick my ass.
GomezComedy.com. Goodbye.
That's all, folks.